Amit Zayin,
I say, M'shar l'socha kli migoy, peinat shichat tefila. The only time it needs tefila is it originally belonged to the goy and now belongs to the Jew. So it transferred itself from Rishis Goy to Rishis Yisrael. But if a Jew just borrowed it or rented it, then there's not any tefila. So M'shar l'socha kli minchem in Yisrael, see some tefila b'lay brocha. The person borrowed or rented a kli from a Jewish person. So now the question is that the storekeeper bought it from the goy. The storekeeper himself doesn't have to be tevil because he's not planning to use it. Now he lent it to somebody else. Do we say that if he lent it or rented it to somebody else, then since the storekeeper himself didn't need tevil, so the one who's borrowing it from him also doesn't need tevil? Do we say no, that the storekeeper didn't need a tevil because he wasn't planning to use it for eating, he was using it for selling? But these people are using it for eating. It's a machlekes, and therefore it needs a tefillah without a brocha. Achen v'ni yadiyah zo yislamisha yikna achakach shilipulu shenis b'brocha. Now he runs into another problem. He can sell to somebody else, and that person would think that this is something that needs tefillah with a brocha. Whereas, before this person used it, somebody else used it and was already tefillah without a brocha, and it's a suffix, maybe he was already yaseh in the tefillah the first time around. So therefore, whenever there was a suffix tefillah, you have to notify the next person that don't make a tefillah a second time with a brocha, because maybe it was yaseh the first time.